John Carty here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low-income plans priced as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. In a courtroom drama playing out in circuit court, Samantha Elaine Kuzno is facing a pivotal moment. Charged with felony embezzlement, a crime carrying up to 5 years in prison, Kuzno has entered a no-contest plea. But here's the twist. It's all part of a high-stakes gamble. The prosecution has offered a one-year delayed sentence if Kuzno successfully completes all terms, including full restitution. Her felony conviction could be reduced to an attempt, slashing her maximum prison time. Failed to meet those conditions, however, and she faces the full weight of the original felony charge. The court has meticulously laid out the terms, ensuring Kuzno understands the gravity of her decision and the rights she's waiving. The factual basis for the charge: an incident report from the Bad Axe Police Department. Now, the countdown begins. Sentencing is set for May 18th, 2026. Before then, the pre-sentence investigation will be conducted and critical deadlines loom for legal filings. Kuzno's future hinges on her ability to meet the terms of this conditional deal. It's a binary risk. Succeed and her sentence softens. Falter and the full felony consequences await. We'll be watching this one closely. And time is running out for Gregory Scott Burton. In court, Judge Brill has handed down a final three-week reprieve to a defendant struggling to find legal footing. Burton, facing charges in two separate files, appeared in court without an attorney after turning down a court-appointed attorney in February. He cited a financial squeeze so tight, he claims paying bond swallowed his funds and personal bills threw him under the bus. He's identified a lawyer, David Carter, but needs hundreds of dollars for a retainer, money he's only just begun to earn after recently returning to work. While the court granted an adjournment for good cause, the message was clear. This is the last chance. The prosecution agreed, but with a stern caveat. If Burton doesn't have counsel by the next hearing, the case moves to trial, lawyer or not. Burton says he'll try his hardest, but his financial tightrope walk makes securing representation a daunting task. All eyes now turn to April 6, 2026 at 10 a.m. That's when a clock truly stops for Gregory Scott Burton. Will he find the funds, or will he face the music alone? We'll be back after this M3 Wireless sponsor message with more local news.
Mom, my game won't load. It keeps freezing. Our internet is so slow. Can you please call M3 Wireless and get better internet service?
You know, I think you're right. With everyone home this winter, streaming, working online, playing games, our internet connection just can't keep up. It's time to make the switch to M3 Wireless.
Make the upgrade today to M3 Wireless. Enjoy smooth streaming, online gaming, remote work, and HGTV, all without interruptions. M3 Wireless proudly serves homes and businesses across Bay, Aranac, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started. M3 Wireless, your best choice for strong, reliable internet all year long. No more waiting, no more buffering, just fast internet for the whole family.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Carty, and moving on with more local news, fires over the weekend kept Tuscola County and area firefighters busy. At about 2:45 a.m. Saturday, March 14th, the Reese Faith Community Church was destroyed by a fire. The church, which is located at 1968 Rhodes Street, Reese, was fully engulfed when the Reese Fire Rescue Department arrived on scene. Because of the late hour, no one was in the church at the time. It is estimated the church was over 100 years old. Because the fire had a head start when it was noticed, it was difficult to fight, along with battling strong winds and the age of the church. Despite several fire departments responding to the fire, it took about 7 hours to put out the blaze. Also, about 4 p.m. on Sunday, there was a report of a structure fire in Akron, and there was also a call about 4 p.m. to respond to a report of a fire at Pizza Hut in Cairo. There was no response to calls made for more information about the Sunday's reported fires.
Hey, Joe, working again? Retirement was boring, huh?
Not boring. Expensive. Food, medicine, rent. Social Security just isn't enough.
I know, and that's why I used BenefitsCheckup.org. It connected me to an extra $1,000 a month.
$1,000 a month?
BenefitsCheckup.org is a free service from the National Council on Aging.
Free? I'm going to BenefitsCheckup.org today.
For the complete news stories, obituaries, weather, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans priced as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com.